This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we wrap things up and put another show to bed, as it were, and even though it's really none of my business, how'd you sleep last night? About a third of the people in the United States don't get enough sleep on the regular. That is less than 7 hours a night, according to the CDC. A study from RAND found that that costs this economy $411 billion a year. Another study, also from RAND, found people are willing to spend up to 14% of their annual income to try to get better sleep. That is A, a business opportunity, and B, a Marketplace story if ever I heard one. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has it.
Ever since I started reporting this story, I've been getting tons of ads on Instagram for all sorts of sleep-related products. Mattresses, fancy earplugs, several different alarm clocks, and a couple of high-tech sleep masks, just to name a few. As someone who has never been a good sleeper, I am always both skeptical of and tempted by things that promise me better sleep.
The industry itself is huge, as you might expect.
Tom Ryan is a director of product testing at sleepfoundation.org, a sleep information website.
If you just look at sleep aids, and here we're talking about things like supplements you might take to help you get better sleep, maybe even prescription medication to help you get better sleep, that's an $80 billion market.
And growing. There's also sleep tech. Things like smartwatches, apps, and other technology designed to track or improve sleep.
That's a $13 billion industry, poised to be about $50 billion by 2035. So you can see that there's a lot of interest and certainly a lot of money flowing towards the sleep economy.
From companies and investors. Andrew Sicilla at Alex Partners says, depending on who you are,
sleep is a big issue or a big opportunity. Consumers are eager for a panacea to deal with sleep issues. And the consumer products and retail industry understands this very well and are actively targeting this group.
At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas earlier this month, more than two dozen companies were showing off various kinds of sleep tech. Everything from a wearable sleep mask with LED lights designed to help you shift your sleep schedule, to smart beds like this one.
You have health sensors integrated into the frame that are going to pick up your heart rate, your respiratory rate.
Okay.
If you're snoring, it's going to capture that. Yeah.
And if the sensors detect that you are snoring?
The nice thing is that the head will elevate, so it'll make it easier for you to breathe. We'll reduce things like sleep apnea, acid reflux, heartburn, things like that.
There's also an app that goes with the bed that gives you all your sleep data in the morning.
We're seeing this ecosystem really continue to expand.
Anna Pioni at McKinsey says in the last 5 or 10 years, and especially since the pandemic, there's been a cultural shift in attitudes towards sleep.
It used to be almost like a bragging point to say, I only get 4 hours of sleep a night, or I only need 4 hours of sleep, where now it's much more common to hear people recognizing the importance of sleep and their overall health.
That's something Wendy Troxell, a clinical psychologist and sleep expert at RAND, has been noticing too.
There's more and more recognition that sleep is vital.
For physical and mental health, and for productivity and performance at work. She says there are certain things worth spending money on to improve your sleep environment.
Things like having good bedding and a good mattress. These things absolutely matter.
But Troxell says beyond that, if you're struggling to fall asleep or stay asleep,
my first suggestion is always turn inwards. Focus on your own behaviors first, because that is likely to have the largest impact on your sleep quality.
It's not really a problem you can buy your way out of, though that's not likely to stop sleep-deprived people like me from trying. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.